It happened once, far south of here, that the strongest knight in all the land and his clever but foreign companion were walking away from the citadel we call home, and away from the Saints Rise celebrations that come but once a year.
Thus unfurled, I took my girl and kissed her on the cheek. Sing it with me, Sir Caroline. The stars above remember when our citadel was rubble, and beneath the moon we sang this tune and prayed for brothers three. Foul! On the seventh night of Saints Rise!
How many blasted nights of Saints Rise are there?
Why, eight, of course. Three for each of the three saints.
That's nine!
Except for Saint Ferdinand, because he's small.
That's... you... so... well, Sir Angelo, that certainly does sound like a lot of fun. Why don't you go back and join in? I'd hate for you to miss it.
Very crafty, Sir Caroline. Very crafty indeed. But you'll not get me to break our deal so easily.
We never made a deal.
We did.
Well, I never agreed.
That's as may be, Sir Caroline, but Saints Rise is the season of generosity. And so I have generously given you an offer you cannot refuse. I will join you on your pilgrimage to celebrate the new year as it is done in the southern frosts. And in return, I will show you a true family Saints Rise. Ha ha! This is certain to be great fun! I've never journeyed to the southern frosts before.
That is extremely clear, yes.
What was that, sir? Saints above. Is that... it can't be. Ha 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 ha! Snow! Hup, 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 hup.
What?
Snow, Sir Caroline! Real snow! And it's just as beautiful as Sir Damien made it sound! And so delightfully crunchy! And... Sir Caroline, I have come to a realization.
I do wish you wouldn't.
I am extremely cold.
Yes, Sir Angelo, that is what happens when you don't insulate your armor like I told you to.
Well, it's just that... but I am so very strong.
That what? You are going to wrestle the cold to beat it?
If necessary, I thought calisthenics.
And as
might
long
suffice.
As you keep thinking that things will work in my home just as they work in yours, you will make this experience miserable for both of us.
Miserable?
Celebrating year's end in the southern frosts is just important to me. I have never once missed it. And if you're going to insist on following me, I need you not to ruin it.
But, Sir Caroline, I only wanted to make your Saints Rise joyous.
It is not my Saints Rise. You are not in the Northern Wilds any longer. Adapt. Now.
Yes, Investigator General.
Let's continue on. The Village of Drift should be close now. I'll teach you to stay warm, but you must follow my lead. Is that understood?
Absolutely, Sir Caroline. Thank you. Well, then, what is your Saints Rise? I mean, what is your celebration called?
It's called Cinderclasp. Do not forget it.
Cinderclasp? That sounds jolly. What ho, good people of Drift! A very merry Cinderclasp to all, and may your days number many and your flames run hot, and... oh my, but it is very quiet in here, isn't it?
No fees. Feh.
Sir Caroline, why is it so grave in here? Has someone died?
Sir Angelo.
Oh, right. Follow your lead. My apologies. I was overtaken by the Cinderclasp spirit.
Warm ale, too.
Yes, I will have two of your finest ales as well.
Two hots.
Any sign of old burnsticks?
My girl got a bill on him last night.
How old?
15. Her first.
Well, cheers.
If that ain't right.
Yes. Cheers to you both.
That's a gravy for each.
Not me. Bellhangers don't pay.
Bellhanger? You sure?
I've been every year since 13.
Look at the nerve on you, then.
You will. Caroline.
Pierre. One gravy, Northy.
Yes, well, one gravy, Northy, to you too, my
He's asking you for a kestrel.
A bird? I did not know I was supposed to bring birds, Sir Caroline.
It's the gray coin I gave you. Never mind. Here. Money for Loud and Northy.
I'll say.
Bells all! Grab your bells from here and after him if you've warm blood in your veins!
Well, there's your chance, Caroline. Old Cinder out and about.
Yes, Sir Caroline. I have no idea why everyone is running, but it looks very exciting and I simply must find out!
I'll go once I've finished my heart.
Will you? I'll talk you are.
One follows two. I'll bell him in 10 to be sure.
Does Cinder leap on half legs in your town? No man alive can bell in 10.
How sure are you?
3 or 2 nights sure.
For me and Loud and Northy. 7, then.
7 minutes. The nerve on you.
Angelo, it's time to show you what we do in the Southern Frosts come Cinderclasp.
I am certain to bell this fellow. I do not know what that means, Sir Caroline, but I will bell with the very greatest bellers the Southern Frosts ever bore. Angelo away!
I give you the room free just to send him home.
I'll bell in 7.
He'll slow you.
7.
Sir Caroline, I can't see this old Cinder everyone is talking about, and I have no idea what he looks like.
You'll see him soon enough.
But how will I know? How will I...
You'll know. We're born knowing the eyes of the king, old Cinder and his crown aflame. That's why I come back here each Cinder clasp, because... Do you mind?
My apologies, Sir Caroline. I think this cold climate may be taking its toll on...
At least cover your mouth if you're going to sneeze, you oaf.
I'm not sneezing. It's... I see it!
Old Cinder! There he is!
And there he was, a massive stag, 20 hands tall, with hooves dark and hard as coal, and eyes that shone like flint, but his antlers... Ah, one could not look away from those antlers. A webwork of branches wreathed in flame, a mighty burning crown that reached high above its head and scattered ashes down below. Its fur was robed with burning embers from those horns. They drew great and swirling patterns in the pelt, symmetrical designs that flickered and pulsed as that huge beast breathed. Old Cinder, Burnsticks, the frozen king of flame, the spirit that visited the villages of the Southern Frosts but once a year to give them what they wanted most, a challenge.
Bell him!
And now everyone is running. Ha ha! Sir Angelo! Oh, Sir Caroline! What is this belling you speak of? Shall we slay the beast?
You'd be the first in history. We're not even certain old Cinder can be killed. All you have to do is catch up with him and hang that bell on his horns.
Those incredibly imposing pillars of flame upon his head?
Afraid of a measly, unkillable fire spirit, are you?
Not at all. I just wanted to make sure this would be a challenge. Yes. I will hang this bell upon old Cinder before even you, sir. Sir!
You seem increasingly ill, Sir Angelo.
A cold! Sir Angelo the Strong has never let... a cold... stop him! Oh my, but I am feeling quite dizzy.
Angelo, if I miss this belling because of you...
Go on, Caroline! I'll keep sneezing Northy for ya!
A babysitter? I do not need...
Off you! No excuses when you fail! 7, and no more! What are you doing here, Northy?
Presently, in the Second Citadel, we refer to this as... sneezing.
Second Citadel.
Well, you run fast enough. But no soul catches burn sticks their first cinder clasp.
Thank you, my good man. That is very reassuring.
No wet little Norfie's ever done it, nor ever will.
Beg pardon?
Get you gone, Norfie. We don't need you here.
Aha. Yes, well, merry cinder clasp to you too, my friend. Oh dear.
Gone for breeze and away from you, Pierre. Your breath's nearly as hot as your drink. Sir Angelo, what are you doing outside?
Just keeping watch, Sir Caroline. One never knows when old Cinder might strike again.
We actually do know when he strikes. Never, is your answer, and he only leaps past our settlement at Cinderclasp, so...
Yes, well, even so, I thought I might... bell him, actually.
You're still on about that?
Well, it just seems like a rite of passage here.
Northerners. Nobody can get you to leave that little box you call a citadel, and when you finally do, you have to prove you're better than the rest of us. Is that it?
Not at all, Sir Caroline.
Then what is it, Sir Angelo? You asked to come, so tell me, why are you throwing this tantrum outside?
Tent? But I'm only standing here.
And sneezing so loudly they can hear you in the capital. I'm certain. Never mind here, where we're all just trying to have a quiet evening, celebrating our year's end.
My deepest apologies, Sir Caroline. I will temper my sneezing to the best of my ability.
Or you could just come inside.
I do not think that would be wise.
Why not?
Because... Well, because someone has to keep watch, don't they? Saints, but that was unpleasant. But even so, a hero must protect that which is most valuable. And this eve, I must protect Sir Caroline Cinderclasp with all my might. If I go within unwanted, I may disrupt their...
Loudy Northy ought to shut quiet. Keep some air in that head of his.
Well, perhaps standing a bit further away is in order.
And so the strongest knight in all the land walked further from the fire, deep into the frozen forest beyond. Oh, it was cold. And oh, did the wind bite deep beneath his armor. But a knight never backs down from a trial he knows is right. And in the end, he was rewarded for his efforts.
What? That noise? Could it be? That light in the glade? Begads, old Cinder! Back turned and unawares. An idea. Cinderclasp may yet be saved, but did I keep that bell?
He had indeed. And so the hunt began once more, but slowly, slowly, as the knight crept toward old Cinder, bell in hand, ready to best the beast at last.
Aha! Yes, victory! I have belled the beast! The day is saved! I am... Oh, dear. Hello? Old Cinder? Your Highness? Whatever you call yourself? he's merely asleep, of course. Just a little nudge ought to... Oh, thanks! Oh, dear! Flames too mighty for even my heroic lungs! Then, snow! Well, this is very bad. But, no, I believe this is just very bad.
The strongest knight in all the land stood at a crossroads of duty. He had witnessed a terrible sight, felt the grip of tragedy in his own hand, and it would have been simplicity itself to follow his beating heart and run away. But sometimes a warrior must step forward and do that which is most difficult. He must recognize his duty to make the world right again.
Of course, if old Cinder is dead by my hand.
A difficult deed, of course. But then, if truth did not come at a cost, we wouldn't need heroes at all, would we? And so he...
Then I must become old Cinder.
Did what?
An excellent plan.
An abysmal plan. What was he thinking?
And I think I shall be as great a hero here as I am in the Second Citadel. Ha ha ha! Now to take up these bells. And with that, Cinderclasp continues on.
The celebration in Drift raged late into the night, but so too did the great knight's secret work. By the time he returned, the people of Drift were asleep in the hearth home, on benches and bars, and so he crept into the room his compatriot had earned and rested late into the morning after. But a few had stayed home during this celebration, and a few had heard very strange things the night before.
You're certain that's so?
Certain as can. 3 houses, Caroline. Dozen 2 ears.
That's close. With the night, with that wind, too close.
Ah, there you are. Good morning, Sir Caroline. Excuse me, my good man. My lady, my baby. Oh,
you'll not tell Norfy, aye?
Why not?
Not his business. Last we need is tin pot knights and Drift.
I suppose.
You're the right kind. Head on forward, straight asleep. The boxed in Melties up north? Can't understand.
Ah, good morning, my friends. Did everyone sleep well in the benevolent glow of old Cinder?
Benevolent.
Actually, Sir Angelo, I think we'll have to stay in Drift a few more nights. Pierre has hired us for a job. We'll be running patrols around the perimeter of the village, standing guard.
A quest? How wonderful! Then the news must have spread of my great victory last night.
Great victory?
But of course, I belled old Cinder!
If you're going to shout to hill and sky, Norfy, you can get closer to them both!
Oh, are there hills nearby? That seems like an excellent place to stand watch!
He means that you're too loud and we should go outside, Sir Angelo.
Ah, of course. I thank you for the direction, my good man.
Sir Angelo.
Right. Yes, my apologies, Sir Caroline. Hop, 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 hop.
You'll tell him, then? Let a big wet fool into Frost secrets?
No, he's just a second in arms. As you say, he can't understand.
Norfies.
Indeed.
Thus their work in Drift began in earnest. The strongest knight, etc., and his clever foreign, etc., conducted their investigation together by day.
No sign of its tracks anywhere, and the snowmelt patterns aren't consistent with Old Cinder's typical flames. What form of variant mutation could...
Sir Caroline, I believe I have perfected the frozen missile, a ball made entirely of snow. Might this be useful against whatever foul beast we pursue? Aha! Thank you for the instruction, Sir Caroline. I see my design for balled-up snow may yet be improved.
And each committed themselves to their second secret task at night.
It's old Cinder.
Bells heard by the fishing pond. You're certain?
Certain as can.
Two evenings passed this way, until at last the southern knight seized upon her idea.
Bridget heard it round tree line close to dawn.
Dawn? That's dire.
Night walk a burnstick should be. Out come day? That's a sick one. Foaming sick.
A rabid forest god. I may need Sir Angelo's help after all.
Norfy? He's what changed around here, isn't he? Carries chaos in his cap, only slow you down.
But he's, well...
Sparring with the wee bits now. And losing.
huge beast from the north.
Not losing, but... Point taken. Sentimentality and dreaming eyes have no place when the time comes for such distasteful work. What? What is it?
You talk like a Norfy yourself now and by. Rubbing off on you?
Of course not. I'll need a trap. Something to hold old Cinder in place while I finish my work.
And the foreign knight was an excellent trapper of monsters. She had been taught from a young age how to capture what little bounty the frozen world could offer. But from living in the northern wilds, where the beasts grow larger, where life is more unpredictable, she knew to prepare for the unseen. And so she set a trap large enough, a trap strong enough, to catch even the greatest stock the north could muster. Which is, in the end, precisely what it did.
What a delight it has been to continue the Cinder-class spirit these three nights. Their revelry must continue well into the morning's smallest hours. The people of Drift look positively exhausted. Ha 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 ha! Well, if they want a challenge, then I, Sir Angelo the Strong, shall give it to them. Now, if only I could work out a way to let the children bell old Cinder. Just give them a bit of encouragement for their hard work. That's just the thing. No, I can't work out a single solution. Saints above, a trap! I'm completely stuck! Which means the children can catch me. Sir Angelo the Strong has saved the day yet again! I should have walked into a trap two nights ago!
Hello? Is there someone out there? Are you injured?
Ah, now I remember why this is a problem.
Whoever you are, stay hidden. I can't predict what old Cinder will do. I'll call you out once I've dealt with him.
Ah, now this is a much bigger problem. Sir Angelo, away! Sir Angelo, away! Saints, this trap is impressive. But perhaps, if I hide myself beneath this snow, she might pass me by.
Old Cinder! That's strange. I could have sworn this was where I laid my trap.
Huh?
Ah. With honor, Fire King, I give you my blade. What the... You!
Yes, it is I. Old Cinder!
Sir Angelo!
I assure you, Sir Caroline, I can explain everything.
You had better.
And I can assure you also that you will not like any piece of that explanation. Now, will you mind helping me out of this hole? I'm afraid this cold has taken its... That is, the cold has left me... Or rather that...
Just grab my hand and shut up, would you?
And so the clever foreign knight freed the strongest knight in all the land from her own trap, and he explained it all as it had happened. The late night belling, the burning death of old Cinder, his many masquerading knights with torch and bells in hand. And when he was done, his companion explained to him precisely why the people of Drift were so concerned.
Cinder Clasp only goes on for one night? Saints above, are you barbarians?
Yes, but at least we aren't hedonists.
But one night?
Sometimes it lasts two, like this year.
Why would you end the festivities so early? With a flaming beast on the prowl, there's no need to
because
ever
Old Cinder dies after that, you oaf. His flame goes out, and then he burns up and dies.
He dies? But you said he was immortal.
I said unkillable, and I meant it. The Frozen King of Flame dies in his own time, and that time is always the last second of the southern year. If he does not burn, the new year cannot come. Supposedly.
But... That is far too sad for the holiday. Or for me.
Too sad, eh?
Too sad indeed. Why, just think of old Cinder's coat of embers. Those shapes and swirls, unique and awesome and...
And when you close your eyes, you can still see them. Ghost lights in your eyelids. a warmth and beauty that fades a little from your memory each day, and that you are certain you will never feel in quite that way ever again.
Begads, can the people of the Frosts read minds?
None but my own. And that's what I was told when my first cinder blew out. Sit.
Hup.
So, old Cinders touched you. And faced with the great beauty of his pelt, you want, of course, to feel that beauty for yourself. Again, and forever.
Ah, I see where you're headed, Sir Caroline. I need only wait until next Cinder Clasp, when old Cinder returns once more. Is that it?
No. Old Cinder is dead. Don't be stupid.
Oh.
Another creature we call Old Cinder will leap across these snows come next Cinder Clasp. But it won't be the one you saw. The pattern of its embers will have changed to new shapes, some better, some not. Its very size and form might vary, from stag to ox to horned lion. The air around it will crackle differently, smell like a brand new thing. And though it will be very beautiful, Sir Angelo, it will never be your first old cinder again. But...
But?
There can never be more than one frozen king of flame. The ashes it spreads will scatter on the air and alight some other beast. Then come next cinder clasp, a new frozen king of flame will be crowned. And there will never be one like it again, either. That is what the new year is for in the southern frosts. Remembrance. Mourning the beauties of the year you've lost, while keeping always in mind that you cannot have the new until the old has burned away.
That is very wise, I think. I rather think I should apologize to the people of Drift. I have been exceedingly careless.
Not careless, Sir Angelo.
Thank you, Sir Caroline.
Just stupid.
Oh.
Just so incredibly stupid. Come, take up those bells. I think the villagers will be quite happy with the beast I've captured tonight.
And so the strongest knight in all the land bravely met his most difficult challenge in months. He confessed to his well-intentioned crime.
It will truly last longer than one evening. But now I understand that your customs are simply different, and I had no right to interfere as I did. I never meant to cause any harm, I assure you, and I do hope that you and the people of Drift will accept my deepest condolences, Pierre.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, that's still... Shh, not now, you! Well, still broke the rules, didn't you? Can't just let that go. Have to do something. Special punishment, that.
What?
No, no, Sir Caroline. I committed the crime, and I must heed the punishment to the full extent your land decrees.
But...
Yes, Caroline, full extent, of course. You know. So, pick up those bells, Norfy. If you're burn sticks, you're burn sticks. Have to bell you now, don't we?
Of course.
Sir Angelo.
Up on toes. That's it. Leap like the beast himself. Go on.
Without delay.
Of course, old Cinder. He don't wear clothes, does he? So go on.
If you insist.
Sir Angelo, stop.
But Sir Caroline, the punishment...
is false. They're toying with you. Isn't that right, Pierre?
Course not. And there's no need to ruin the fun, Caroline. Get the Norfy while we got him.
Disgracing a guest without reason is a punishable offence in the Southern Frosts, Pierre.
Putting on the boots, are you?
I'm only telling you that the man confessed, and by our own laws, that is enough.
Our laws?
What did you just say?
Maybe were our laws once, but you've gone melty, Norfy.
At last! I think I can finally follow this southern dialect. And see here, Pierre, but you can't say that about Sir Caroline. She's as southern as they get.
Sir Angelo.
Why, most northerners can hardly stand her, she's so full of frost. It's true. One could measure the length of her sentences on one hand.
Lovely.
And so, if the people of Drift don't want to be interrupted by a northerner like myself, I shall take my leave, and will impede your cinder clasp no longer. But Sir Caroline has done nothing but great work for the sake of your village since she's arrived, and this is her cinder clasp too, by the saints, and I demand you allow her to celebrate it without insult. Actually, I've just remembered that I've caused this mess by making demands of a situation I did not understand. So, I will not order you to do anything, but I do request that you take my statement into consideration at least. Farewell. And farewell to you as well, Sir Caroline. I will see you in the Citadel when your trip concludes.
You won't have to wait long. I'm coming with you.
But, Sir Caroline, my mighty speech...
was pointless, because I'd already decided to leave before you spoke. Pierre? Your hearth runs frigid and the hot smells of rat. Come, Sir Angelo.
Right!
No, please. Smells of rat. I'll feed you rat, wet boots! No joke, you Northies, is there? Can't take a ribbon. Wet, smell,
I do hope you aren't too upset with me, Sir Caroline. Sir Caroline?
Surprisingly, I am not.
And if you weren't to speak with me for 10 years, I would understand. Or 40, or 80.
Sir Angelo, I said I'm not angry with you.
Oh. Well, that's what I thought I heard, but it seemed so unlikely, I assumed I was mistaken. Well, I do wish you'd tell me who you are angry with, because the suspense is rather terrible.
I'm not certain I'm angry with anyone. Not entirely. I am a bit angry with you. And with Pierre. Though I don't place full blame on him. And even with myself, I suppose. If only because it was not very long ago that I might have behaved quite like Pierre did. Or worse.
This mockery is common in the Frosts, then.
No more so than anywhere else, but... I've been thinking about Cinderclasp, about the new year, looking forward to what's next, backwards to what's lost. I do still miss the Southern Frosts from time to time, but I never fit in here any more than I fit into your Citadel, and that lends me freedom to make myself into whoever I like, but I'm not certain what. I am attached to this place where I never belonged, and it is difficult, I suppose. That is all.
That was beautiful, Sir Caroline.
Don't say that again.
Would you say that part in the middle one more time? I have some difficulty with metaphors. The bit
no,
about...
the way you Northerners speak is intolerable. And it's a nice place to visit. Just as the Frosts are. Every once in a while.
How lovely.
You still haven't gotten over that cold.
Speaking of nice places to visit, I rather think a doctor might be a nice place to visit at the moment.
Well, you'll have to hold yourself together for another 70 miles walking before we reach one.
No, I don't think that will be necessary. Hey-o! Over here!
What are you doing? You can't just wave down any caravan you like.
Ah, but this is not any caravan I like, Sir Caroline. It is the caravan I love! Of quarries! Father and mother and brothers and sisters and cousins and grandmama! Sir Angelo the Infirmed is here!
You're joking.
Of course not. I sent them a pigeon as soon as I began to feel sick. I've had a piping hot bowl of mother's cockatrice stew for every cold I've caught since the day I was born. And this will not be an exception.
But why? Why did your entire extended family have to...
Because it's the last day of Saint's Rise, of course. Now come along, Sir Caroline, quickly. I can smell the stew from here. Hup, 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 hup,
Sir Angelo! Sir Angelo!
And so the strongest knight in all the land and the deceiving but ultimately morally sound, I suppose, foreign knight rode back to the Second Citadel with laughter in their ears and stew in their bellies. And they celebrated the year's end in the one way all corners of the world can agree upon, with those they loved. And that, my heart... is the end of my tale.
Yeah, no, I don't buy it.
Don't buy it? But why?
Sir Caroline wouldn't have let Sir Angelo tag along in the first place. She would have lost him in the snow after the first Saint's Rise Carol.
But...
and even if she did bring him along, she wouldn't apologize. And not like that. The ashes it spreads will scatter on the air and alight some other beast. Damien, come on. That has you written all over it.
Yes, well, perhaps I elaborated upon the old cinder comparison, but that was my only creative flourish, besides the narration. And a line or two from that Pierre fellow to, well, flesh out his character a bit.
And Sir Angelo, if he'd really killed an unkillable monster, he couldn't keep it a secret for 3 days. He'd have sent you a pigeon in 3 minutes.
He did, actually.
Huh. I guess he did.
Is something the matter, my love?
I'm just surprised. And kind of touched, I guess.
Why be surprised, my heart? The year's end is a time for miracles, is it not? When we take stock of what we have and find love blooming full in friends, in family, in one another.
So, how'd you know the rest of the story, anyway?
Oh, we just received this letter an hour ago. It says that they're all on their way here now.
What?
Joyous!
Angelo, you brought your entire extended family into my hut?
Of course. What's a Saint's Rise without family, Rilla?
This is kind of a lot of family.
Lovely, aren't they? I can't tell you how many times in the past 4 hours I've been hugged.
Well, at least they're all quite small.
I don't care how short they are, they're going to mess up my experiments.
Oh, but it's the last night of Saint's Rise, friends. A time for feasting and song.
Gads, my greatest apologies, fellows, but I do appear to be stuck.
Although, I do see your point.
You, don't drink that. Put it down. Angelo, you are going to get your family out of my hut. Now.
To be honest, I think the only way they would leave is if we made them think the holiday was over. And that can only happen when the person who has seen the fewest Saints Rises says the final words.
Oh, no. Never keep your sappy ritual to yourselves.
It does seem the only course of action to me, Sir Caroline.
Yeah, they kind of got you there.
Just like I told you, and be sure to project.
Fine. And may we love one another as family until the Saints Rise again.
What was that?
I can't hear her. I think she probably needs to speak louder and into my recorder.
Shut up. All of you, shut up. I said, may we love one another as family until the Saints Rise again. You wheedling northerners!
Hey! Now, of glories, let us bring our merrymaking outside. Ah. Joyous Saints Rise, Sir Caroline.
I should kill you for this.
And, though I am sad to hear you do not feel you belong in the Second Citadel, I am very glad you are part of my family.
I think I will kill you for that.
And now, to feast! So, was not the cockatrice stew as hearty as I proclaimed?
I don't like stew.
You don't like it? Why, Sir Caroline, you had nearly 3 bowls on the way.
But I enjoyed that stew quite a lot. Give your mother my compliments.
Why don't you? Mom! Mother! Mommy! Come here now. Sir Caroline wishes to shower you with compliments.
Sir Angelo.
Hi, travelers. It's Sophie Kaner here. Since it's the holidays, we gave the train conductor some time off, so you get to hear from us today.
The train's going to take a little nap. Hi, it's Kevin Vibert.
Yeah, we gave the train the holidays off, too.
Mm-hmm. So, we just wanted to say thank you for this whole year. I think the end of the year is a time when I'm thinking about both how the year went and how exciting the next year is going to be.
Oh, I'm thinking about cupcakes, but that's good too.
Yeah, no, Sophie's thinking about cupcakes most days, but I'm sort of thinking wholesome thoughts about how 2018, we did some really, really exciting stuff, and you all really helped push us through it, so thank you.
Thank you.
Sophie, what was your favorite thing that we did in 2018?
Easy. My favorite thing that we did in 2018 was the live show.
The live show?
Yes. The live show that I had been wanting to do since we started this podcast, and we finally got to do it, and we got to meet so many of the people who listen to the show, and it was magic.
Wow, the live, well, that's very out of character for you to say the thing that you were working for years, and that happened this year.
What was your favorite thing that we did this year?
Honestly, I think that our episodes were better than ever this year.
Heck yeah.
Just like storylines, especially the acting, some really, really hard ones. I think that probably my favorite of the set was probably Monster's Reflection.
Oh my gosh, I actually sound designed that one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, wow.
So thank you so much.
Well, besides you, everyone did a great job. You did an amazing job on that one. Like, just for me, one of the things that I love most about working with this group of people is watching everybody get better and, like, creating things where I can see everybody practicing getting better. And this year, just everyone kept blowing me away. Every episode, every script.
Yeah, and that was definitely a highlight. I mean, there have been a lot of great ones, but for acting also, mm-hmm. especially that one was a real high point.
So 2018 was pretty good, Sophie, and I guess that means, so like what, we tap out here, we're done?
Yeah, all done, that's it.
All right, anyway, later. We have big, big plans for the year 2019, travelers. Big, exciting, and unfortunately still secret plans. Coming up soon, you're going to have the season finales for both Juno and Second Citadel.
Oh my gosh.
These are real ones, not mid-season finales.
I know. Here they come. Finally, we're getting to the end of season two.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned, and thank you. And want to give a very special thanks to our $30 patrons, Minchowski, Isabel Jackson, Aurora Sear, Demi Prince, Ota Arcana, Hugh Jazz, Rowan Collins, Garrett M., Jay Yanazelli, Karen ZH, Fiona Parker, Reagan, Kim Zeigen, Aetha Lang, and Jamie Gunter for their incredible generosity each and every episode. Thank you.
If you're a patron, be sure to check out our special New Year's commentary with the two of us and Kate Jones. We're adorable. We talked about New Year's traditions and some other stuff, and here's a clip of that right now.
My whole family together, we would count down 10, 9, that's you know how to count. And then when it would get to 1... we would jump up, grab the pots and pans. This is real. We would grab the pots and pans and the large pot full of confetti. And we would open our front door. And me and my sister.
So much.
Me and my sister. I told this story already. Me and my sister would bang the pots and pans together and scream Happy New Year as we threw confetti just onto our front steps. Else in the neighborhood engaged in this particular tradition.
And what actors do we have to thank for this episode, Sophie?
Well, the Frozen King of Flame was performed by M. Sutherland as Sir Angelo, Leslie Drescher as Sir Caroline, Stuart Evan Smith as Pierre, Matthew Zonzinger as Sir Damien, and Melissa Enulat as Rilla.
And don't forget, Kate Jones, Joshua Elon, Alexander Stravinsky, Noah Symes, Melissa Enulat, and Matthew Zonzinger as Sir Angelo's family, and ours.
We hope you have a wonderful new year, travelers, and we'll see you so soon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.